This is Wellbeing Well Said, the podcast with me, Sarah Maloof. Join me as I chat with fitness gurus, business owners, wellness experts, and other inspiring individuals as together we dive into what it means to live well. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Wellbeing Well Said. I missed y'all last week. I never take a week off. I've done a month, like winter break before, if you've been here for the past, 6 months-ish, but I don't really take weeks off. But we were on vacation last week. Well, I was strictly on vacation. It was a work trip for Matt that we turned into partial vacation for him, full vacation for me. I did get to work some, and I love that I get to say get to work some because I actually really enjoy what I'm doing with the skin consult. If you've been around again a little bit, you know that I work for a startup and it's fun to help build something. But anyway, I've had some time on vacation, traveling, and at home now to reflect and think about what I wanted to share with you today. It's a solo episode, sweet and short, and I really just wanted to share a couple of words that have been on my mind lately and what they mean to me and how I think they actually really intertwine. So the first word, a word that's been coming up a lot for me, especially over this past year of 2022, I've been thinking a lot about intentionality and being intentional. And that word just keeps coming up over and over and over to me. And I think being intentional can apply to various aspects of life, if not all aspects of life. One place I'm seeing that over and over again is in my morning practice, which I have talked about before, but I love a morning quiet time. It's a moment for me of just being still, reflecting on God's word and praying and expressing gratitude, journaling. You know, this is going to look different for everybody if you have a morning routine, especially if you have a quiet time, and especially if we have different religions and spiritual practices, all of that. But what I'm trying to say is a part of that morning routine is the intentional act of taking time to write things I'm grateful for. And I use the 5-minute journal. It's great. You can get it on Amazon or really anywhere. It starts with a few things, writing a few things you're grateful for, like I said. But then something I really like is it says something along the lines, and probably not getting it word for word, which is terrible because I do look at this every day. But it basically says, what would make today great? Maybe that is what it says. What would make today great? And pretty much most days, I'd say at least like 3 out of 4 days, I'm writing intentionality, be intentional, focused intentionality. And the ways I've personally tried to practice that and the ways this shows up for me goes in various aspects. The one probably most obvious, if you want to call it obvious, I don't know. You still have to be intentional to think about intentionality no matter what, but it's with work and focus. And this is honestly the one I struggle with the most. I kind of bounce around. I'm someone who is like thinking of a million things at one time. And it's really hard for me to focus on a task at a time and being present with that task. And that might seem trivial. And I think especially as women, we've been told that we can multitask and we should multitask. And again, y'all, I'm preaching to the choir. This is like the hardest thing for me to do. I mean, just today I've been bouncing all over the place and haven't felt super focused, but just trying. If I'm in a meeting, for example, whether that's a podcast interview or just a one-on-one with the founder of our company or talking with our intern, whatever, being present in that conversation and not be thinking about what I need to tell someone else when the call ends. Or if I'm writing an email, just like finish the email and finish my thought before I open another tab on my laptop or answer my phone or get back to a text. It seems so simple, but I think especially in 2022, when we have all this technology, all these different devices at our fingertips, we're so easily distracted. Pro tip that I honestly took me way too long to realize that I'm trying to do a little bit more throughout my work week is turn on the focus app, or not the app, but iPhone now has the capability to say that you're in focus mode and you can select if it's for work or sleep or what have you. And that way you still have these messages coming through. And if it's an emergency, they can still notify you, of course, but you're not getting distracted or bombarded by texts or alerts from apps going off on your phone while you're trying to focus on something. Another one is in relationships, intentionality in relationships. And we can start with romantic, because if you have been with your partner for a while, or you're married, especially, and it's been some time, it's easy. Y'all know it's easy not to be intentional with your love for each other. And this doesn't even have to be, I mean, of course we all like the romantic gestures, the scheduled date nights, but this can be like the most small, just random little things. I mean, this is going to, y'all are going to probably be rolling your eyes and just gagging, but something that I just have started doing for Matt is I make the coffee in the morning. And so if I'm at the house and when he's leaving for the day, I'll just like pour his coffee for him and hand him a banana or bar, or whatever he wants to eat with it for breakfast on his way out the door, and tell him bye. I mean, I make the coffee anyways. I drink the coffee first most days anyway. I mean, whatever. So it's like the smallest thing, but it's at the same time intentional for me to start the day by doing something for my husband that's so small, but like kind of sends a little message maybe of I care about you and I hope you have a good day. God, he's probably going to be like, oh my gosh, why did you even say that? And it's so small and insignificant. And just honestly, most days, like we don't even think anything about it. It's just the routine that we get in, but it's something. Another one is though, not just in your romantic relationships, but intentionality with friendships. And this really segues into the other word that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And that is fellowship. Fellowship was like one of those words growing up in the Protestant church that you heard as just such like a church word. And it felt so formal, you know, the fellowship hall was a part of most churches, at least here in the Southeast. And it's basically a place for gathering and community and conversation. But especially the older I get, the easier it is to be just like so in your own little world and your own little bubble and not be intentional with your fellowship and not to continue to nurture the friendships in your life. And y'all, I have joined a Bible study, kind of like just basically text a few girls in my neighborhood, and we've together created this little Madison area woman's Bible study. And we've done it for the last month or so. And it has already made such a difference in my weeks, in my life, just having Christian fellowship. And again, it doesn't have to be within your religion, but just something about the like-mindedness of people in your like kind of demographic. I mean, being around women who are my age, who we share a lot of the same beliefs, like, and we care about each other. We genuinely care about each other. We don't see everything eye to eye. We didn't all grow up the same way. Some of us are married, some of us are not, some have kids, some don't. And nonetheless, we just actually want to be there for each other and support each other and encourage each other along this journey called life. And there's something so beautiful about that. But if we're not intentional, opportunities like that come and go, like that Bible study. Even if you don't have a Bible study, just going out of your way to schedule a happy hour or a lunch or a dinner. I have friends, certain friends in my life, who are so good about staying in touch and scheduling the lunch. I did a lunch with a friend yesterday who is very near and dear to me, and it was great to catch up, to kind of see what's going on in each other's lives, know how we can be helping each other, supporting each other. Or even this one is big, and it ties with both, again, fellowship and intentionality. If you get this like sudden urge or what we'd consider quote unquote random thought about someone specific, reach out to that person. I read a book, Discerning the Voice of God. I've mentioned it here before. It's by Priscilla Shire. It's so good. My friend Caroline led us through a Bible study, I guess about a year ago, in that book. And what I took away from reading that book is that a lot of things in life that we write off as random or coincidental really aren't. They're signs from God saying that he wants you to do something, or he wants you to check in on someone. And so I've tried to be really in tune with that and reach out to those people when they're on my mind, on my heart, even if it's just a text or a call, or if they're local to you, if you can schedule a lunch or a dinner or something like that. You never know what your friendship can mean to someone. You never know what your text, what your call, your kind word, you don't know what that could mean to someone. On the flip side, you don't know what not checking in on the person or saying something that you might think was funny or not a big deal, but came across as hurtful, how negatively that could impact someone. So again, I think as we all continue to grow, and most of the people who listen to this podcast are in a similar space as myself, in your 20s or 30s, you're busy, we're go, go, go. We have our own marriages, or maybe you have children and we all have jobs and all this stuff. And it's so easy to stay in your lane, but I'm encouraging you to reach out intentionally to people in your lives and create a sense of fellowship, beautiful, like-minded fellowship, and sometimes not like-minded, just being there for someone, getting someone together, be that person who's the leader, who designates the time of fellowship in your circles and invites other people in, because other people need it too. And you never know who's looking for a friend that you could be. So thank you to my friends. If you're listening to this and you're in my groups that I've been mentioning, if you're someone that I have in my life who you know that you mean so much to me, and I just appreciate you reaching out and scheduling time to be intentional with our friendship. I'm working on being intentional in my relationships. I'm also working on being intentional with my time at work and my time in general. And to wind this down, being intentional with just the simplicity of life. I mean, I'm a broken record over here saying it, but we all know how chaotic and crazy life can be, and how I go many a days, I hate to admit this honestly, but I'm sure I've gone many a days with hardly looking up. I'm at my computer, I'm working, I'm on my phone, I'm either texting a friend, scrolling Instagram, working on my phone. I'm just like looking at the TV, or just so zoned out. And something I try to do when I walk our dog Lesko every morning is take even just a few minutes to not look at my phone. Even if I'm just looking down to like turn on a podcast, don't even do that for just a couple minutes, and actually intentionally look around you. Acknowledge trees and birds, hear them chirping, hear the lawnmower in the distance, smell someone's grill in the backyard, like all these little things. It's really sweet. Some of those smells and sounds take me back to memories that are special, this feeling of nostalgia. And some of it just brings so much gratitude to be like, wow, I'm so thankful I live here. I'm so thankful that I'm able to go on this walk and just be present in this moment. And yeah, it seems like such a simple thing. I heard once, I'm not even going to attempt to know exactly the person's name. It was on a manifestation type podcast that I was listening to, and she was talking about the idea of abundance and how one of the things she does to create a mindset of abundance versus scarcity is think about all the abundance in our lives. And my mind and most of our minds probably jump straight to money. But she was like, look at a tree, look at literally one limb on a tree, and try to count how many leaves are on that tree. Or look at a speck of the yard, you know, a little corner of your yard, and look how many pieces of grass. You can't count how many pieces of grass individually make up that part of your yard. There's abundance all around us. We just have to look for it. And that's what intentionality really is, looking for and being present in certain moments, looking for certain attributes and certain, I guess, like moments of stillness, moments of gratitude, moments of just being, intentionality with whatever adjective you want to be. You know, if you want to be someone who is loving, if you want to be known as someone who, always lends a listening ear, just however you want to be, you have to intentionally create that for yourself. And you do that by being present and intentional with every moment. And again, you need the fellowship of people around you to continue to push you to be that person that you want to be. I feel like I'm kind of rambling here, so I'm going to go ahead and wind down, but I'll be back next week with an interview. Every other week, we've got a guest, and every other week, it's just me here on the mic, kind of telling you what's on my heart. I love y'all. I'm so grateful for you all, as always. If this is your first episode to listen to, you can find me also on Instagram if you want to connect and chat there, at @SarahMaloof_. And I have a website, email, all the things. I'll put them in the show notes. But with that being said, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Well Being Well Said, the podcast. If you liked what you heard and you would like to support me, it would mean so much if you would subscribe to the show, rate and review, and spread the word. Tell your friends, tag me on Instagram, all the things. That really does help me grow and helps me create more content that I can put out for you all.